We're starting a brand new series this month, and it's about the U effect, also known as stewardship. It's about recognizing what God has placed at our disposal. And today's message is titled, Keeping the Sizzle in Your Service. Keeping the sizzle in your service. Keeping the sizzle in your service. Now, you know, I could begin today's message like this. I could begin today's message like this. What is stewardship? It is managing the resources God has provided in a way that honors God and fulfills His purposes. It is recognizing that all I have comes from God, that I can take nothing from this world, and the best use of it is to invest it in the everlasting world to come. Now, that's how I could begin this morning's message. And all of that is true. Not a word of it is inaccurate. All of it is very richly scripturally supported. But it's incomplete. It's lacking something. There's more to it than that. And that more to it, that extra something, is much more exciting, much more alive. It's what I call the sizzle. So in that statement that I just read, it's got the content, but it doesn't have the sizzle. So I want to talk this morning about the sizzle. I don't want to just talk about what it is. I want to talk about the sizzle that makes it special. So that's why I'm calling this morning's message, Keeping the Sizzle in Your Service. Let me give you an example or some examples of sizzle. Now, we're going to read some scripture this morning, more than we normally do. I'm going to expound perhaps a little bit less than normal. But that's because I think that these passages, in large portion, speak for themselves when you talk about sizzle. So I want you to, and if you need to, turn to the table of content in the front of your Bible to see where some of these passages are, feel free to do that. I'm not going to wait a very long time for you to get there, so use your table of contents. We're looking first at 1 Chronicles 29, 12. 1 Chronicles, actually 29 verses 1 through 20, not 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and we're looking at verse 1. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1. And again, these are examples of sizzle. And this is a very relevant one in the light of our special, our Festival of Faithfulness last week. I see us depicted in this particular passage. But I'm going to read it starting in verse 1. Then King David said to the whole assembly, this is after they were planning to build the temple, the Lord's temple. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great because this palatial structure is not for man but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all these in large quantities. And besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I provided for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord? Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Any who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of the leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, O Lord God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, O Lord, our God, we give you thanks. And we praise your glorious name." And here's the sizzle. "But who am I? And who are my people that we should be able to give?"